But think instead of an architectural framework or exoskeleton, the outermost structure, something that defines the outer boundaries and limits, gives the structure its shape. In architectural terms, its elevation and its built form. Where do we find this? It is not, I argue, in Part 3, though that is the basic structure of the Constitution. If we were to look in the Constitution for the idea of India, we should, I believe, find it in an article that is seldom discussed or addressed. That is Article 1. India, that is Bharat, it says, shall be a union of states. Everything in the Constitution flows from this concept, often described as federalism of a particularly subcontinental stripe. This has to be the idea of India, for without it, India cannot exist. What this incredibly compact sentence, freighted with meaning and implication, tells us is that while we may differ from state to state and region to region, all of us are one. Think of it as a patchwork quilt, colorful, varied.